This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Let me ask you a question. What makes a society successful? You know, with all the talk this last year about trying to make America great again, the focus has been on individual political and economic policies. As important as those are, we need to step back and ask the bigger question about what makes for successful societies. Harvard historian Niall Ferguson has an answer to that fundamental question. His book, Civilization, the West and the Rest, puts so much in historical context. He says for 500 years, the West patented six killer applications that set it apart. The first to download them was Japan. Over the last century, one Asian country after another has downloaded these killer apps. Competition, modern science, the rule of law and private property rights, modern medicine, the consumer society, and the work ethic. Those six things are the secret sauce, he says, of Western civilization. Most of these ideas that Ferguson mentions arose in the West because of Christianity. In previous commentaries, I've talked about how a Judeo-Christian view gave rise to modern science, legal principles, and even the Protestant work ethic. If these were the killer apps that made for a successful society, then certainly a Christian foundation for society today would nourish and develop those even more effectively than any other cultural or religious foundation. And of course, here's the problem. Our secular society loves the fruits of Christianity, but it's also ready to cut down the tree that provided them. For example, we see attacks on Christianity, and we see attacks on religious liberty. Christian values gave rise to successful societies, so a return to biblical values is an important ingredient some trend watchers have been missing. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
Take Kirby and the Point of View team with you on the go with the Point of View app. Search for Point of View Radio at the Apple or Google Play stores.